What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, and welcome back to 20 whatever. Today's going to be a fun little episode. I know I'm jumping right in, but I'm just so excited. Because I was going to talk about it before even introducing it. We're going to be talking about our guilty pleasures and reading some of your guys' guilty pleasures. Now, quickly before we start, I was writing down guilty pleasures, and then I really got confused on what guilty pleasures actually are. A guilty pleasure is that I like fruit roll-ups. And I'm like, that's not necessarily a guilty pleasure.
It's just the pleasure.
That's just the pleasure. Without the guilt.
I had the opposite experience, too, because I asked Steven, and one of the ones I wrote down is from Steven. I asked him, I was like, What are some of my guilty pleasures? And he's like, leaving your clothes on the ground even though they're right next to the laundry basket. I was like, that's just guilt. I don't get any pleasure.
Right.
I am just a flawed human. But right. I'm not like, oh, yes, time to drop my dirty laundry right next to the laundry basket.
Right.
But not put it in.
And also, I didn't ask what you disliked about me.
I didn't ask you to read
pet peeves. Yeah. We're not doing the pet peeves episode.
That's a different question, Steven.
He's like, well, I just thought I'd take the opportunity.
He's like, well, while we're here, put your clothes in the dryer. So we're going to be reading some of your guys' guilty pleasures that you guys sent in from the group chat, which I'm so excited to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I want to take this moment to give you your weekly reminder to hit that subscribe button.
Yes.
Reminder, we are trying to hit our 100,000 subscriber mark. And I deserve a subscribe for that. Thank you.
She almost didn't get it out.
I just had to lock eyes with Ryan. I thought it was good. That was good.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yes, you're doing, good job. You know when your kid looks at you and you're like, yes, good job.
So subscribe.
Well, usually this is the part where we would read from the group chat. But because we're pulling from the group chat a bunch of guilty pleasures, do we start with ours and then do the group chat? Do we sprinkle them in?
Should we start? I
feel like we should start.
Yeah.
We should say ours.
Yeah. Okay. And then we'll react to theirs.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think I want to go first.
And I think you should go first.
You're busting at the seam. What are you so guilty about?
It's really, here's the thing. I do feel a little bit of guilt, but I think another part of me is just like, this is just what I like. And I'm sorry.
This is me.
Yeah.
So to define a guilty pleasure, it's like something that other people might feel guilty
that you
or
enjoy,
you feel guilty about.
But that are a little bit embarrassing. That you are not advertising.
Right.
That you do this thing.
Right. So, not telling the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Glad I'm here.
Here we are telling the internet. So the first one I have, which is probably obvious, but it's still not something I love to share, is I love Justin Bieber. I just do. And I feel a lot of embarrassment about it because it's not like the coolest thing to enjoy. But like I don't know what to tell anybody. It is what it is. I love Justin Bieber. And I wrote Justin Bieber 4! And then I wrote holy shit. Justin Bieber 4! Holy shit. And I think I wrote holy shit because I was like, what? Like, this is a big one. Like, this is one that I really feel a lot of guilt about, but that I enjoy so much.
The thing is, too, it's not necessarily like super embarrassing to like love his music or be like, oh, yeah, I listen to Justin Bieber. But you don't just like like Justin Bieber's music.
No, I like love Justin Bieber.
You love Justin Bieber.
I do.
She's got the Bieber.
I do.
Down bad.
I do.
A believer.
Yes.
Can I get the soundbite?
My name is Ryan Christina, and I am a believer.
I want that soundbite.
I never said that. So
Rich is like, I know
you
just take.
Like, what is it called when you like just cut the pieces together and you like
form? Bite?
Yep.
I Justin love.
It's like in SpongeBob when he's like, I am ugly and I am proud, but you're like, I'm a believer and I am proud.
I'm a believer, but I'm not proud.
That's why it's guilty.
Yeah. It's just like, it's just one of those things where it's like, it's not cool. Like, it's really not cool. And who cares about being cool? I guess me. But it's not cool to like him.
Yeah.
It just really isn't. Who do you know that's like, yeah, just to be really so cool? Like,
you.
Yeah.
I was like, you're that
name
girl.
Name someone and you're cool. else. Name somebody else. Name one other person.
Probably Hailey Bieber.
I don't think so. I don't think she likes that man.
Pictures of her with the magazine. Well,
have you seen the tabloids that everyone's saying they got a divorce or they're getting a divorce or that's like happening? They don't follow each other on Instagram anymore.
Yes, I sent her on Snapchat. I literally saw it on Snapchat and I sent her a voice memo and I was like, hey, I know you're with your man and I didn't think a phone call was serious enough, but I need you to confirm these allegations. Did Justin Bieber, in fact, is no longer with Hailey Bieber? Like, what is the tea? And I reached out and I asked.
Obviously cannot confirm or deny. I don't know anything. And I'm not like.
Ask Justin.
Let's just call him up.
What would happen if you just called Taylor up?
Right. That's exactly what she did. That's basically what she did. But anyways, this is not just a Bieber discourse. Moving on.
You want to go?
Okay. So this is something that I love. Like, I truly, this is one of my favorite activities to do. My biggest guilty pleasure is eating in bed. I am sorry if it gets the crumbs in the bed. I will use them as exfoliation. I do not care. I love eating in the bed.
Retweet. I wrote that. I wrote eating in bed too.
There is something so beautiful about being snuggly as a Cinnabon and just eating. And having a good time in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Guilty.
I'll vacuum the bed after. Like, let's not act like we can't clean things.
We can even just change the sheets.
It's
That's
really
fine,
not deep. But
And my man's. Ryan's like, I think that was like the first pet peeve that he was like, when we first started dating, he was like, you're eating in bed? What are you doing? And I was like, oh, and this is like not deep. I was like, sometimes I bring out like the whole spread and like trays.
Right.
And
you're like, I'm just eating chips in here, bro.
I lay down a towel and then like bring out the spread. Like, this is, and he at times I remember was like, babe, I just really don't think. And I was like, I had to sit him down and be like, I understand and I hear you, but I simply am not changing this because I love this so much. And if you took this away from me, just throw me out. I don't want it.
It's giving room service.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Jessica.
It is.
My favorite
the trays.
My favorite thing to do when I'm on vacation is to get room service because I'm in the robe, I'm in the bed, and they bring out the tray, and I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
Now, here's the thing. You say eating in bed. I like eating snacks in bed, but I don't like having a full meal in bed. And maybe that's because I'm like a messy girl, and I feel like I'm just going to, I'm worried about spilling. I'm going to spill. So I don't like eating like food in bed, like unless I'm like sick or I have to.
What if I got you like a food tray?
Still, I feel like I'd still spill it on myself.
Yeah,
just kind of like not being fully seated up. But a bag of chips, a little snacky snack late at night,
hits
love it
so hard.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I think that's. I agree. I love to eat in bed. I'll eat a whole meal in bed. Burger, ramen,
like. The Postmates just arrived. I'm grabbing the bag.
Yes,
and directly going into my bed.
And just
yep. And I have. In fact, spilled an entire like.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Salsa. Remember?
Yep.
I was at home.
Yep.
Yeah, because I was eating tacos.
Yep. And on
See,
her
that's
white
why I
sheets.
Feel like I couldn't do it because it would just be spilling all over me.
Yeah.
And Ryan, she was like, "Oh my!" And I was
all
like,
"All over her white sheets." I was like,
"My
bro.
White sheets were just red salsa."
Do you have a mattress pad?
I have one that's like, I guess it is a cover for the mattress. Yeah. So that is a mattress pad. That's
But the stain, it stained your
yeah,
sheets.
Yeah. It's red. It was red.
Yeah, it was red.
Oh my God. The blood of angry sheets.
Okay. So, go ahead, Sierra.
Okay. So I like that you brought up how much Ryan has tried to change you on this one, because this is one for me too with Steven. I love to pop zits. Mine, somebody else's, doesn't matter.
Deal.
I zits, ingrown hairs. I just want to pop and pluck.
Mm-hmm.
And so if Steven has a zit, I'm like,
right.
Me and you later.
Right.
And I'm going to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is reluctant, but sometimes he'll be like, hey, Sierra.
Right.
I think you can pop this. And I'm like, yes.
Why?
It's so satisfying. And then on myself, I hate the feeling of having a zit. And I know it's bad for your skin. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You don't have to tell me. I know.
I've been told.
I've
not
been
care.
Told. Right. And I'm aware. And after I pop it, I'm like,
damn, I shouldn't have done that.
Shouldn't have done that. It's going to scab. And right. I over pop it too. I can't just do the one pop.
Right.
I'm always like, there's more in there.
Wow. Oh my right. God. As hell.
Right.
Question. Have yeah. you ever had a situation where you got a little too overzealous and you just like helped yourself and like you kind of just like saw a zit on him and you're like, oh, let me just. And he's like, you need to at least.
Yeah, I think that's how it started with him being like, I will tell you if I want a zit popped.
Right.
And now I'm always just like.
Waiting for him to tell you.
Okay.
You're like, hey, you have a zit right there. He's like, yep, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I asked for like, a friend yeah. because that also was a situation with Ryan and I. And he was like, okay, babe, like, I understand. But, like, you can't just, like, come up at me and, like, right. I'm not prepared in this moment. And so
yeah, right.
I'm like, okay, that is fair. Save them for me and I will handle.
Exactly.
So I will. I was like, I could send you some footage. I'm
yeah. Oh, and I'll watch, like, the pimple popping videos on TikTok.
Maybe you need to watch pimple popping ASMR.
I don't know if I would like
the sounds
that.
Might be a little oh,
okay,
gross.
That's
I think
deep.
I like it's like satisfying to
it.
See, but I think I'd rather have a lot of the times I have like instrumental backing music. A lot of the time it like will weirdly be like inspirational music, like classical, like and it's like a pimple popping.
Right.
I'd rather have that than like.
Okay, that's tea.
The ingrown okay, hair yeah. videos where like the more hair just keeps coming
oh,
out.
Love
oh
it.
Oh my God. I love it. That. Did you ever get on your For You page those like rocks that like you could like fill it up and you pop them yourselves? Because during COVID, that was promoed the heck to me because I like to pop. So it was like this thing that you, they send it to you and you like literally push it and you pull stuff out of it. And
oh, I would love
so
that.
You do, so you, and it's like to encourage doing this to that item rather than your face. Your,
yeah.
And you're like,
oh,
that might be good.
That might be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because scarring.
Right.
Yeah. I love to pop zits on myself, and my face lady, please don't hear this, because she's like, don't,
right,
don't. But
right.
how am I not going to?
Yeah.
Right.
Question, how?
How? No.
I
if I
know.
See the white head, right, I'm going
to
just.
That's the thing. I have to convince myself to wait for the white head, but there's no convincing myself that I'm not going to do it after.
I simply just put a pimple patch on it and walk away.
And that's the
normal.
Adult thing to do.
Well,
unfortunately.
I don't like that.
That, mm-hmm.
that like grosses me out. I will pop a pimple on my own face if I feel like I need to, but I'm not going up to anyone and touching their face and trying to pop it. That's not
well,
something I want to do.
If you ever have a zit,
I won't.
Just, you know who to call.
No, no, no.
You know who to
no,
call.
No, 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 no. I have star patch all over my face. I will walk around with 40 star patches on my face before I let people pop my pimples.
And that is the respectable thing to do.
Thank you.
Unfortunately.
I'm
a little trash goblin who just wants to pop zits
yeah.
and pull out
y'all
ingrown hairs.
Y'all should pop each other's zits.
That's what I told her. If you need somebody.
Yeah,
yeah
there you go.
Oh, yeah.
I walk in. It's just Sierra and Sierra pulling like.
Wait, on each other's faces
yes,
at the same
yes.
time.
Sickos. I'm
like tucking your lip.
Yep.
God, ew. Okay, anyways. Oh, okay. So one of mine was eating in bed. So we'll cross that off because
love it.
We already said that. My next one. Okay, this one's also, I just realized also has something to do with the bed. But I will get home from any place, anywhere, even if I was outside for 5 seconds or I come back from work, whatever, it doesn't matter. I literally take off all of my clothes and get into bed immediately. I don't sit on the couch. I don't like hang out and do stuff. I'm taking off all of my clothing.
And booking it.
And I'm getting in inside the bed, like under the covers, just to like.
I've always wanted to be like a nudie sleeper. I always.
And I'm not
great.
Sleeping.
Oh. Okay,
just
cool.
In the middle of the day.
Okay.
I am just. Oh, getting back from somewhere, like obviously if I'm out, whatever, I have clothes on, it's fine. But like if I know I'm going to be home, clothes are off and I'm like.
And what part of that makes you feel guilty?
Because I feel like I don't have to be like fully nude. I'm not nude. I mean, I got underwear on or whatever. But like I feel like I could be probably a little bit more, you know, social. But I can't be social if I don't have clothes on and I'm in my bed. But like I would rather just like be in my bed with no clothes on than like go sit on the couch and do something or like maybe go make a meal. Like I would rather just get in the bed.
Right.
Well, you know.
listen, we love these. We are ladies that love our beds.
I do feel a little guilty because I'm like, I could definitely like not be a hermit right now.
And is it that the fact that you immediately strip down makes it harder for you to get out and do anything else? So you're like, once I'm here,
I'm here. And like, if I have my laptop here, I can work. I can do what I got to do. Like, it's all here. My food is here. My laptop
is
here.
I don't gotta go nowhere.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And it's really bad when I'm at Ryan's because I'm like, let's just get into bed and watch a movie. Like, and he's like, I have things to do. And I'm about to walk out of this room in 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, well, you can just put your pants back on when you walk out. Like, it's fine. Right. Let's just. He's like, that's just a waste of time. Like, get undressed and dress and undress. Like, it's 2 p.m. The day is not done. I'm like, I didn't say it was.
See, that's my problem. I feel like if I did that, the day would be done. Like, once I get into bed.
Right.
That's kind of it.
Right. No, it's hard. But that's hard to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. It's hard.
But listen, guilty.
I know.
And pleasurable.
Yeah, exactly.
My next guilty pleasure, I hope that you guys can resonate with, so I don't feel so alone, is someone in the house, or like, you know that the house is about to be empty, and like, they like look over and they're like, oh, I'm about to head out. And then I start getting, being like, oh, the house is about to be empty. I'm going to be all alone. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to scream, sing at the top of my lungs, Mean Girls, Frozen, anything that I haven't had the opportunity to belt while I'm home alone. I just love skrelting at the top of my lungs. And I know the neighbors can hear me because I have had a neighbor come knock on my door one time.
Okay.
And that's it.
Right.
Do you give him a show?
Please tell me you guys like to do that too.
Not as much as I used to when I was like that was my shtick when I was like a teenager. Like just any moment I was home alone belting.
Right.
But now it's less common.
Yeah.
But I have started having like scream, sing, dance parties with Grace sometimes. And that's really fun. Cause I think there's an element of that that is just like girlhood.
Right.
You know, of like alone in your house, singing at the top of your lungs, belting, pretending you're on a stage, but like no one is there to hear you.
Right. Yeah.
And like, it's kind of fun to like do that again with Grace, which I think has made me like do that more. And recently, actually, after the last podcast episode, I was cooking dinner and I was vlogging and I just had like a full hour sing along by myself. And it was awesome.
I love that.
That is so nice that like.
Yeah.
And it hits a part of you, right?
Yeah.
Well, it feels a little bit like juvenile to do that. Because, right, it's like, I don't have to wait until people are gone to do this thing. But also, like, I'm a little bit embarrassed. And like, because especially if you sing, you probably don't sound good. Like, you probably don't sound great, right? You're like singing songs that like you probably can't really sing. And I'm trying to figure
out,
like,
that's the time to figure out where the note goes.
Right. Yeah. You're like, let me sing this really hard song and see where it
lands.
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And there's an element of it that's like, just purely singing for fun, which as singers, I feel like we don't do very much.
Right.
Because it's like when I'm singing, it is for a purpose and I have to sound good and I have to hit the notes and I have to think about these technical things versus just like, la. Like, that's very different.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like,
so I love that.
My mom's like, going to Vaughn's, I would be like, great. Hell yeah. I will have 30 minutes.
Yep.
And I'll go to the specific part of the house that has like great acoustics.
Right. Right.
Because what to, you know?
No, right.
Oh, I feel so good. And I love hearing that because how exciting. Me, oh, when I have a child, oh my God, it's giving you want to sing and dance all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
And not have to feel guilty about it.
Right. Exactly.
I feel that.
Well, I guess I could do it around Ryan and not feel guilty about it, but I do.
Yeah.
Also, he doesn't want to hear me sing the same part
of
on my own 10 times.
Yeah, and we have to rewind it 10 times because we're getting better. Right.
And if I did not hit the note, I'm doing it again.
Or I'm done. Because I'm like, I cannot recover
from
that.
That's what happens to me. I'll like start singing something like out loud and then it's like bad and I stop and I'm like, whoa, okay, well, all right, continue,
and you're
whatever.
Done.
Yeah, and we're done. Yeah.
You know what's funny too? I always start like singing along just to like a playlist and you know it's serious when you start pulling up YouTube and going, on my own instrumental
lyrics
version.
Yeah, yeah.
Like getting the instrumental.
Yes.
Yes, I feel seen.
Oh, I do feel that. I
feel that and I still guiltily do that. And I mean, even for when I was trying to do vocal lessons, I'd be like, hey, Ryan, can you
walk around
the block for 30 minutes?
Yeah, I would go to like a cafe and like sit there. I'm like, okay, it's been almost time. I should walk back at this time because she'll be wrapping up. Okay, awesome. But she doesn't know this, but I would come back early, stand by the door and listen.
I cannot believe you. You're lying to me right now. We're about to fight right now. Cut the tapes quickly.
No.
That's so cute, though. Yeah.
It was good. And I never did it at the beginning of the lesson. I always did it at the end because I knew you probably sucked at the beginning. And at the end, you had it together and
you're
applying
your
song.
Corrections.
Exactly.
I want to die.
But you never knew. You never knew.
Oh my gosh, I'm sweating. My hands are so sweaty.
Sorry.
That's so cute though.
I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And I did. And
that's Ryan's guilty pleasure.
Yeah. Literally.
She's outside with the door.
Literally. Yes. Truly.
Fantastic.
When I went to SCSU and I was in their theater department, one of my favorite parts is they had an underground basement just for like theater performance and music majors where they had like 20 of these like little like soundproofed stalls that you could just book out and go in there. It was literally like a little closet, like no bigger than our equipment closet here in the podcast room. And all it had was like a mirror and like a music stand for sheet music.
Oh, wow.
And you could just go in there and just scream.
Oh,
because if you're in a dorm, you can't be like loudly. When you're living with, you know, 4, 5, 6 people, it's not going to be, oh, I'm going out real quick, I'll be back.
Right.
Because everyone's schedules are different.
Yeah. Somebody's there always.
Yeah. And that was just therapeutic. I would be like, I'd get my sheet music and my binder and I'd walk across campus. It was like a 15-minute walk to the basement area.
Right.
Oh my God, I loved it.
That's cool.
Yeah. That is giving me an idea that I want a closet that is soundproof, actually.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, for real. And it's not like we don't need it. Like, I'm always shooting, like, voiceover or something. And I have, like, a towel over my head in, like, a room or something like that.
Right, right. I know. We could probably film, like, ads and stuff in there.
Like, all right, I'll look into it.
I know.
And when you have a lot of feelings, you can just go in there and scream sing.
Oh, tea. You're so right.
You're like, hold on, I need a minute.
Oh, right. Come and walk out. All right. Anyways.
Refresh.
Yeah.
I love that.
Ooh, I do love that.
You like leave and you're like, well, how am I? Like, I just sang Legally Blonde. Like, you just like got into it.
Right.
Ooh, what's your guys's, like, I'm having a lot of big feelings and I need to sing it out song?
I don't sing when I'm feeling. Yeah.
Really?
No.
You don't have one?
No.
Do you ever like have a song where you're either a car or you're alone and you know you need to cry and it's like the spark that lets you cry?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not to sing to it.
I don't know. No.
No.
I just cry or do it. I don't know. I don't like.
You don't need the song to get it out of you.
No, unfortunately. I'm so pent up that.
It just comes.
Yep, it just comes.
Very earth sign of you.
For a long time, my like queued up song to put on that I'm like, okay, I need to cry. It was You'll Be In My Heart by Phil Collins. I was like, I'm feeling it. All right, here we go. Why is it so good though?
No, that it's does so great. Move you to Dude, tears. That soundtrack is.
Phil Collins, I love you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Tarzan, oh, it's such a good soundtrack. The whole thing is so good.
I know.
All the memes about like Phil Collins like writing the music for that are so funny too. It'll be like, it's just a movie about a guy living in a jungle. You don't have to go hard. And then it's like a picture of like a piano on fire.
Right, right.
That's so tea. Ugh.
It's all the monkeys at like the campsite. You're like
trash in the camp.
Too iconic. Good.
Such all of it.
So is that the song you sobbed to, Sierra? Trash in the camp?
Yes.
Wow, what's yours? You know, I don't have one now, but you know what it used to be? The song from last 5 years where Kathy's like, you know what makes me crazy? I'm sorry. Can I say this? You know what makes me nuts? The fact that we could be together. Like, there's just so much emotion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That could just get it out of me. That was when I was at STSU.
Yeah.
Was that the song you were singing in your...
Oh, yeah. In the basement.
Basement closet thing,
And you were going to choose someone else to be with. No, you are. Yes, Jamie, that's exactly what you're doing. You could be there with me or be that. Ugh. It's so fun. Like, that is just rage.
Right.
Yeah. Like, pent-up female rage in a song.
That I made love me that. Think of, I think I know my singing crying song, Burn by Hamilton.
Because
you broke, because you this, and you that. And you know that part where she just names everything you've done? And then the, you burn, bitch.
Yeah.
I cry to that one, and I.
Now I want to go sing that.
I know. Oh. Yeah, that's a really fun one to cry with the emotions. Oh, She Used to Be Mine is another one that's like very emotional.
And that's such like a cathartic one to sing because it starts so slow and measured. And by the time you get to that last bridge and chorus, it is just like, again, like there's kind of that element of female rage in all of these songs.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why we like that.
not you, because you don't scream sing, but right. You don't cry. But like, it gives us a vehicle to like express female rage, which right. isn't really accepted at all. Like,
yeah.
For women,
yeah,
you right, know,
yeah,
and yeah. it kind of gives us an opportunity to express that in a way that's like more socially acceptable,
mm-hmm. right?
It's that one from Mamma Mia where she, oh gosh, where she's like singing in the movie when she's singing, spoilers for Mamma Mia 1 or 2, she's singing and she's holding the baby and like Donna's gone. It's like, I wonder, it's frightening.
Yes.
Da, 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 da. I think you sing it to Grace. It's like, my love, my light.
Yes.
That one gets me. Or the one where they're like slipping through my fingers and it's slipping like the through mom my fingers. Brushing oh, right. her hair.
Dude, yeah. Grace specifically asked me to sing her that song last night. It was so sweet. She, because I sing to her every night, and last night she was having like a hard time. And so I sang to her, I rocked her in the chair, and then she wanted me to sit in the chair and sing to her while she laid in the crib, mm-hmm. which like she never really asked for. So I was like, okay, like right. I'll sing you one song. Like, what song do you want? And she goes, Bye Bye Eat song. Bye Bye Eat. And I'm like, Bye Bye Eat? What is Bye Bye? And I'm like, oh, the line where it's like, her and me at the breakfast table, barely awake, I let precious time slip by.
She Wait, said, Bye
Bye Eat. Bye, eat.
And at first, I wasn't totally
you are
sure.
so smart for catching
I know. I'd have been like, girl, I don't know.
I was like, Bye. And then I was like slipping through my fingers. And she was like, yeah, yeah. And then like laid right down. And aww. I sang the whole thing to her. And then she was fine when I left. And I was like,
but I'm not.
Starving. Right, right. So I was like, okay. Eat.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's beautiful. The fact that your daughter requested that.
Right.
Her mother to sing that to her. I'd be like, anything for you. Yeah,
right.
Literally. Oh, that's so beautiful. And
oh, I love
just
that.
The act of you saying like, oh, I sing to her every night is so beautiful. Like
right.
that right there is so special
so
and beautiful.
Sweet.
That yeah. has brought back a lot of my love of singing. Because again, mm-hmm. like it's purely just for her. Mm-hmm. For fun.
Right, right.
You know, it's something like that's not a performance.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it has allowed me to like just enjoy singing. And they're also very soft songs. And as like a belter, I was never given soft
right.
songs.
Right.
So it's kind of fun. But I don't get out the female rage, so.
Right. Well, that's well,
that's for
you
the
need
car.
To, yeah,
that's
you for need the car. To, for your car in the closet we're going to build in here.
Yes, exactly. Okay. My next guilty pleasure is I love country music in the summer. And I don't want to like it, but there's something about hanging out on the beach or floating in the pool and Redneck Yacht Club is playing. Or something like that by, is it Keith Urban who sings? I don't know who sings that, but when he's, I got a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. I'm like, yeah, yeah. The rest of the year?
No.
No.
Right.
Not at all. Summertime, something happens.
So why do you feel guilty about that?
I think the type of country music that I like in the summer is like, not very good. It's just, yeah, it's not great. And it also definitely has some like right-wing undertones.
Right.
Like there are a lot of the times in these songs, there'll be like a random like bridge where they're like, and then we praise the flag and yeah. America. And I'm like, you're and like, the barbecue stain on my shirt.
Right. You're like, I'm here for, yeah, for that. Yeah. Yeah. That's so fair.
I think it's like the political undertones, the fact that I don't think it's like great music.
Right.
I just like the vibe.
Right.
And it's like a little embarrassing, like when other people come over and I'm like, oh no, like let's turn on like Iration Radio or like Sublime. Like we're like San Diego beachy, but then I'm like, sprinkle in a little country.
Right. Mm-hmm. Cue up some. Yeah.
She's Keith like,
Urban.
I want some Kenny Chesney. In
yes.
I feel yeah. like you're like redneck woman country music station.
Oh, yeah. Gretchen Wilson.
God. Tea, actually.
That's a, yeah. That's tea? A good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one.
I love that. And I feel that too. If I'm near a body of water, lake, river, pool, country music is really good. And I feel like summertime too. It just, they're always like, water.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Water.
I swear.
Women.
Yeah.
I literally.
I wish I was joking, but there is a literal song that goes like that because I remember being like, there is no way this is a song. And he literally was like, water. And I was like, incredible. It's like that Bo Burnham. Actually, have you ever said?
Yes, the Bo Burnham country song.
Yes. Mm. Okay. No, no, no. It's a joke of all that. And right. it's like talking about how they're not really saying anything. And he's right. like, a red pickup, a Bud Light with the logo facing out. Like, it's very just like making fun. Right. It's like, you dumb motherfuckers want a key change? Theatrically meandering. You're yeah. like, oh, it's just all the... The layers of
right.
making
well,
a country
yeah,
song.
It's like beer and women in my truck.
Yes. And it's also funny because most of them are writing that from their private jet.
Right.
And that's like, what he said.
I'm just a good old farmer.
Right.
On my tractor. It's like, you definitely live in like a $50 million mansion. Mm-hmm. But right.
Like, but you wear a cowboy hat, so you're like feeling like you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
And with that, yeehaw.
If you like country music, no shade. I like it. I don't like that about me that I like it, but I do like it. Uh-huh. And you can always take me on a ride in your big green tractor.
Right.
A bop.
And your John Deere. They drop that all the time.
Right.
The original influencers. Just country men.
Yeah.
Sponsor me, John Deere.
I know. Sponsor me, John Deere. I would like that. My grandpa used to ride John Deere tractors. I'm from Indiana. Fun fact. Anyway. my last guilty pleasure, and I don't think I'm, well, yeah, it's a little big. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just okay.
You were going to say you're not really embarrassed about
it. Well, yeah, because I mean, it's like, well, yeah. I love every single day I consume this. I love Family Guy. I love Family Guy, and I love Family Guy, and I love American Dad. I love Seth MacFarlane. It is what it is. People don't like it because whatever. That's fair. I love it. I love it. I think it's so funny. But also, I've seen it. I watch it every day. Just like, it puts me to bed. Like, it's just like something that I put on. So I don't actually like laugh at it anymore because I like know what's happening. It just like is just noise. But I love it. Damn, it's so good. I love it. A lot of people don't. And that's fair. But I love it.
See, I don't dislike Family Guy or American Dad. Like, I've gone through phases where I like watch a lot of it and then don't watch a lot of it. But I don't know if I've ever met anyone who's like, that's their favorite show, right? Yeah. Like, a lot of people like watch it,
right.
But I don't think a lot of people are like super enthusiastic about it, which is the interesting part. You don't just like it.
I love it.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's like your security blank for sure. Like, you love it.
I think that's also probably why I love it so much. Like, I don't know if I started watching it now, if I would be like, oh, well, maybe. But it's mindless. It's so mindless. It's just stupid. Like, I don't have to like sit there and like really be intensely watching. I'm not gonna cry. Because somebody, like, it's so easy on my brain, on my emotions. It, like, doesn't cause me to feel anything, but, like, maybe I'll laugh and, like, that's great. And it's just, like, background noise. And that's it.
And that's her truth.
Yeah. And it's, like, very politically hilarious. Like, it's just, like, and it's with the times, right? They're talking about stuff that's happening right now. Like, and I love it. Yeah.
Fellow Family Guy and American Dads out there, say hey.
Say hey. Make me not feel alone because I definitely feel like I'm like the only one who's like really in that. Like, there's not really anybody in my life that's like, Ryan is now, but that's by default.
You brought him into it.
I did.
I'm with you on American Dad. Like, that's a background show. Did you know Seth MacFarlane writes music?
Yeah.
And it's really good.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he sings. And also, there's so much music singing.
Yeah.
There's so many musical numbers, which I think I also just, like, love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Well, love it.
Does it feel good to get that off your chest?
I can't tell yet.
I know. I was like,
I can't tell.
You're still guilty.
Yeah.
You're still feeling guilty.
I still feel guilty. But, I mean, it's just, it's very comforting also. Yeah.
Do you have any of those like comfort shows here that you're like, I'm just going to throw this on for safety?
I have more comfort movies and I like don't have to finish the whole thing. It's just like I put it on and my comfort movies are honestly embarrassing. And one of them I was going to write down, but then I was like, I don't know if that's like good enough for like a guilty pleasure.
Right.
My guilty pleasure, like comfort shows, National Treasure.
Right.
Endgame.
Avengers.
And the Avengers.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And recently one that actually is a show. I've been watching H2O on Netflix. Did I tell you guys this?
No.
They added it to Netflix, the mermaid show from Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Right.
That has become like a comfort background show that I can just sit there on my phone doing whatever and be like, Arner.
Clear.
That's so funny. I didn't know that was on Netflix.
I think it recently got added.
I caught it.
So it's kind of like in the recent rotation, but usually National Treasure or Endgame.
Wow.
And National Treasure, that's embarrassing.
I get it.
I mean, a little, but like, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I haven't seen that in so long.
I know.
Do you have any?
I'm trying to think if I think what I end up doing is like, I try to find like a show that can be on mindlessly, like, but it's like new. For example, Dance Moms, that was my guilty for a long time because that's such a long, so many seasons and I can just know what's going on, but like still like be here on, if I'm on my laptop, do that.
So you don't really be going back to like a certain show or thing.
Yeah, not really. No. And right now I think that I'm literally just in the phase of the Love Islands and the Loves, all those love shows, that on rotation on in the background. Because and Ryan's like, you're watching. I'm like, I am, but like, I'm not really. Right. I don't know. It's like
it's just background noise.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but something new.
Yeah.
Speaking of dating shows, did you hear that they've been teasing this for forever and they had like officially announced it? That they're doing what they're calling the Golden Bachelor. It's like old people.
No.
Yeah.
They were casting for that so long ago.
They've been casting for that forever, like for so long. And they announced the guy and he's like 73 and like a hunk.
Oh my gosh.
He's 73.
Pull him up.
Okay.
We pull need him a photo. Up.
That's giving television. Like,
and
I want to see that.
This is at least something different.
Yes.
You know?
And I want to see this man.
For 71?
He looks like, Harrison Ford and the guy from the tequila.
Liam Neeson.
Who am I thinking of? The tequila commercials that's super famous.
Dos Equis.
Yes.
Dos Equis guy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he totally does. Yeah. For a man in his 70s, it's giving.
If I was in my 70s and my grandkids were like, you should go on this reality TV show to meet a guy. And I was like, I don't know. And then I saw him. I'd be like,
okay. Yeah.
Wait, it makes me think of the grandma from Mulan. Sign me up for the next war.
Yeah.
She sees Shang walking. Yeah, she's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
So you can add that to your rotation. I haven't watched The Bachelor in a while.
I've never seen it.
Well, I'm running out of stuff. Boring. So it's boring.
Yeah, but this.
But that could be fun.
That could be fun.
Yeah, I want to see like older people find love. Like that. Like I understand. Like super fun. Like the 30. I want to see a 70-year-old find love and what that looks like because they don't have that.
Right.
And I'm interested to see how they try to play up the drama because it's so overplayed. Of the can I steal him for a sec? I'm here for the right reasons. She's here for the wrong reasons. Yeah. Right. Like it's the same talking points every season with the drama.
Right.
What's this drama gonna be?
Right.
How are they gonna interrupt each other to like pull him away?
Right.
What are they gonna like? What kind of activities are they gonna do on their dates?
Who's gonna get the villain edit?
Yes!
Which is like a big thing from the production side where they always choose like seemingly or unseemingly one candidate to get the villain edit and they have no idea until it starts airing because they don't get to see it.
Is there gonna be like an evil old lady?
Right. And also like obviously, like if we were all on show, right, we could like play up the drama and like that. So, but like, when I'm 70, let me tell you what I'm not really trying to do. Like, the dramatics of it all. Like, I know I'm on a show, but also, like, I'm old and I'm not trying to do all this.
And, and my grandma is, like, 83. I don't know anyone else in my life who has less of a filter. She thinks it.
Right.
She says it.
Maybe they don't need a villain edit. Yeah. They don't have to need the drama. It'll just
they're gonna say it themselves.
Like I'm thinking my grandma, if she was on that show and someone like did something that irritated her, she would just say it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure then the other old lady would just say
something back. Yeah. Right. Oh.
And then someone would be like, and I'm too damn old to keep my mouth shut.
Right.
Fair.
Okay, so maybe my first ever episode of The Bachelor I'll be watching will be The Golden
Bachelor.
The Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, they're not wasting time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
a tagline. Is it?
And they're not wasting
time. No time to waste.
Yes. I like that, Jess. That's a good one.
But also, do you think it's going to be sad to see like old ladies get their heart broken?
No.
No. I don't think they will be getting their heart because they're not trying to find love for like all, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think the stakes are different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? A lot of them have probably already been married or they have an established life. They're not like fresh out of college.
Right. Like, and they're like, I'm looking for love because like I have,
they've lived their life and
it's
they're
a
like
bit different.
Look, I know exactly what I'm looking for because I've had three husbands
that
and the fourth, like it's giving such different content, like completely.
Also I'm once so in excited. A lifetime opportunity, like television wise, because they don't show women over certain ages, like even in movies and stuff where it's called for.
Yeah.
So like breaking into the reality television sphere where they get to like have full bodily autonomy and be shown as like romantic and possibly like sexual people, like
oh that's so
fantasy suites.
Oh.
Sponsored by Viagra. I'm sorry.
but I do think that's like great.
That's tea. No,
that's
yeah.
great. I love
representation,
it.
Representation, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And I feel like it will motivate, I hope, older generations to get back out there if they're like hesitant.
Yeah, if they're feeling like I missed it, I missed the train, I can't do the thing.
And seeing
TV-wise.
Those girls being like, well, they're my age and they're out here acting like that with that man.
Right.
You know? I hope so.
I hope to see more old ladies on the television.
Yeah. Some influencer grannies after. Like, how cool.
Yes. Right.
Sign me up, please.
Right.
I want it. Because you're right. All the people always become like influencers after that show. Right. And they always have like a podcast or they have this on the board.
Right.
The grannies are like, right. Into the, I like that.
I like that too. That's
nice
good.
Catch, C. Thanks for sharing.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. And I just realized that my next guilty pleasure actually is around the same topic. And I wrote watching any like TBT nostalgic from the vault just to feel something.
Yes.
Like, I'm putting it on and I'm like, I just need Cadet Kelly to slap this shit out of me because.
Right. I just want to feel like I'm 10.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just pretending.
Yeah. I feel that with the nostalgia. Same.
And I feel guilty because I'm like, to pretend? Why are we doing that?
But sometimes, yeah.
Pretend.
Well, because everyone's like, oh my God, have you seen this new show and this new show and this new show? And you're like, no, I'm watching That's So Raven for the 400th time.
Maybe I don't want to watch Outer Banks season 2, but I definitely want to watch the That's So Sweet Life of Hannah Montana.
Right.
Yep. To feel something.
Yes.
Yep. And Sierra just told me they added H2O, so I will be watching that.
Right.
Thank you.
Great nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just to feel something. I just need a little.
Yeah.
That is the end of my guilty pleasures list, ladies.
Oh. Same.
I'm like, how did I felt like I didn't have a lot, but now I've ended up with a couple to just sprinkle in here at the end.
Give it to us.
Okay, I have three more. Playing Candy Crush and or Fish Tycoon.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. It's also embarrassing how much time I've spent playing those games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Pokemon Go, I'll own that.
Like, right.
Love that. Checks out for me. Like, Fish Tycoon and Candy Crush.
Right.
What are you doing with your life?
She's by herself playing it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I go through phases where I'll play it a lot, like if I'm sick or like if I, you know, if I'm not like into a show, instead of watching a show at the end of the night, I'll like play that.
Right.
But like it was, I think, probably the worst when I was pregnant with Grace and I had really bad morning sickness because I'm like, I can't even like keep my eyes open for a whole show, but I'll play a little bit and then take a nap. And then play a little bit.
Right.
Check up back up on my fish.
Bro.
I actually would love to play Roller Coaster Tycoon again. Did you guys ever play that?
Oh.
On the computer, on the desktop.
On the PC?
Yes. Yep, on
yeah,
the desktop.
I would love to like get it on my computer and just build a little theme park.
Did you ever play the Zoo Tycoon and all the other like branches of it?
No.
Yeah. It's like Sims, but slightly weirder and better.
Okay.
Like that.
I like Sims.
There was this tycoon, like the one they're talking about, that tycoon game is like you would build your own roller coaster and then you would like get to ride it.
Like, oh, I love
and like
that.
Make a theme park.
And make a whole
park. Yeah, cute. Okay.
Well, it's funny too because like the whole plot of the game is like make money, right? Like it's
capitalism.
It is just capitalism, the game.
Right.
But when we played it, I remember one day my older brother was like, I found a cheat code for Roller Coaster Tycoon for unlimited money. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, look, you just click right here, you take out a loan, and you never pay it back. And, like, they never penalize you in the game.
Real
life.
So
we would just be like, $9,999,999 unlimited dollars.
Right.
And never pay back the loan. And maybe that is a problem with the game and also...
Real life.
Yeah. Real life.
Listen, take out a loan, never pay it back. What's going to happen?
Just take a loan. Wow.
But the fact that my brother was, like, a cheat code.
Right.
Take out a loan...
And don't never pay, him
never
back.
Pay it. Take borrow money, never give that back.
Right.
Okay, next. I am one of those people who will end up watching large sections of a movie or TV show part by part on TikTok.
Oh.
So like one part will come up on my For You page of like Sydney White, the movie with Amanda Bynes that I haven't seen in 15 years.
Right.
And I'll watch it, I'll be like, that reminded me of something. Ha ha ha. I remember that movie. Click on the profile one at a time, just scroll through. I could have sat down and found the movie. And also, they never have the whole thing. It's like segments.
Right.
But like...
So how many parts did you think you consumed that night that you watched it?
Probably 50 plus.
She sent us like 32.
It was like part 32.
Do not disturb. I don't know what's going
on. Which, by the way, the clip you sent was hysterical.
I did watch it. Yes,
it was hysterical.
Yes.
And you know what? The other one I weirdly get so many clips for and end up watching? Young Sheldon. Why?
I've never seen that.
I've
never seen it except for clips on TikTok, but I've watched a lot of them. And you know Emily Osment, isn't it? From Hannah Montana?
No. Oh.
Yeah, she plays like his mom.
Not her playing a mom now.
I know, right?
That's crazy.
Oh.
And like,
oh.
It's good.
Excellent.
From the TikTok clips.
So, and you probably will not go out of your way to like
I will
find.
I'm never going to sit down on my computer and be like, Young Sheldon.
Right.
But it comes on TikTok and I'm like, haha.
Scroll.
More.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and my last one, this is from Steven. Reading Wikipedia while watching any show or movie. Immediately search the name. Sometimes I want to read the plot. Sometimes I just want to, like, know about, like, the production? What was the budget? When did they wrap? What was casting like?
Right.
Can I click on each of the actors and see what else they've done? Like, I just, and then I'm like, oh, that's why he looks familiar. He was in that one episode of Bones. And I used to love the show Bones.
Right.
Would I know that without it? No.
No.
Could I enjoy the movie without that? Yes. Also no.
Okay. All right.
She enjoys it more by just knowing that the information. More info.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'd say about 80% of the time I end up reading the plot, but I only own up to it 50% of the time.
Because you're embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed.
Because you could just sit there and enjoy the movie like everyone else.
Yeah.
Right? I have a question. Have you ever updated or edited a Wikipedia page?
I have not.
Okay.
But I know Steven does.
Oh, he does. He currently.
Is that not like so Steven?
So Steven, yeah.
You know what else he used to do? And I've been waiting for a time to bring this up on the podcast.
Oh, perfect.
Do you guys remember Cha-Cha?
Yes.
The texting service.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes.
Steven, in high school, used to be paid by Cha-Cha to answer the questions. Is that not the most Steven thing you've heard? When they would text you back?
Right.
Yes.
That was Steven.
Oh my gosh.
We were probably texting Steven back in the day and we didn't even know it.
Oh my gosh, so this is crazy.
I know. I guess you could like sign up to be a contributor and you get paid like a quarter a text or something.
I'm screaming. Right.
And he would text the Cha-Cha answers.
Does he also leave Yelp reviews?
Yes.
Right.
And he also is very active in Facebook groups.
Okay.
All checks out under the Steven brand.
Totally.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Well,
good.
I mean, we know we can trust him because he's
He is Cha-Cha.
He was the one I went to and was like, do I ask?
Yeah,
what's his face? How do I ask a boy out?
Yeah, it's literally. Steven at like 16 being like, oh, fuck, do I know?
He's like, maybe you should. Oh my
That's
gosh. And
so
sometimes
funny.
You would get some like answers that you'd be like, huh? You'd be like, so now it really checks out that there was like random
just
Stevens,
like random,
like, answering.
But also,
these
like,
questions.
What did we think it was? I guess
AI.
Yeah, it would be AI now. Yeah.
Well, those are my guilty pleasures.
I think we all had some pretty good ones. We all had some guilty.
Yep.
Pleasures.
Guilty. Emphasis on the guilt.
Emphasis on the guilt. And so did some of you guys. So we're going to be reading a few of the group chat submissions that you guys sent in. And the first one I'm going to start with is from Andrea. And Andrea says, respectfully, the Scuttlebutt song.
I've actually heard quite a few people say that they really like it.
I don't know how.
There is one part, now that I've listened to it 5 bajillion times because of Grace.
Right.
There is one part that I feel like has like a nice little flow to it. And it's the part about like Prince Eric proposing.
I don't know the song enough to know the part.
I still haven't heard it.
Bro.
I know.
Listen to it on your drive today.
Yeah.
Oh,
that can be your new belting song.
Yep.
Sierra, well, I don't know.
And tell us if you like it or not, if you like enjoy it or
tomorrow
not.
Tomorrow I will report back if I
perfect. Yes.
After I've listened.
Andrea, if you're watching this, let us know in the comments, is it you just feel guilty for liking it at all? Or do you play it? Like, is it in rotation?
Right.
Are you like in the car like, oh, you know what I really just would really just hit right now?
Scuttlebutt. Mm-hmm.
Like on your Spotify Wrapped, is it going to be there?
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or is it just like, it wasn't that bad. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question.
Because that's like, okay, guilty pleasure.
Right.
Listening to it, like, if it's in your top Spotify Wrapped, like.
Right.
I don't know,
yeah.
Girl.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good
mm-hmm.
one. And I feel like this one's going to be juicy because the next one I have is anonymous, please. So, Anonymous's guilty pleasure is going to 7-Eleven, picking up 3 cheesy taquitos and a gigantic iced coffee, rolling a joint, and sitting out on the deck scrolling TikTok. Anytime I have the house to myself, which is rare, this is my little ritual. So trashy, but it really hits the spot.
What do you mean?
But you know what? I think it's probably the 7-Eleven taquitos. I feel the same way about the taquitos, and I also am like, no one look at me.
I know. You get those taquitos.
I know. I mean, I haven't in a minute, but man.
I've never had a 7-Eleven taquito. And they make cheese ones, she says?
Yeah.
We are about to.
Perhaps we should test out this routine. I have another anonymous one here. And it's funny because I feel like if it's anonymous, like they really are guilty.
I'm saying.
You put your name on it, like, yeah, it's like a guilty pleasure.
But
like,
you're owning it at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you submitted and you said anonymous, like that's like you're guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anonymous. 45-year-old mom of 2, 18 and 20. House is busy, but when everyone is out, I love listening to erotic literature and then self-care. Not even my hubby knows.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
I love that. And you know what? You don't need to feel guilty about it, but also, like, you get if you have fun, like, keeping that to yourself, like, don't feel like you have to tell anyone. Yeah,
because also there's a little bit of that that's like, nobody knows.
All guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, period. So it can continue to still be like a little guilty pleasure. Yeah, don't tell no one.
Yeah, yeah. Don't tell them.
And not like don't tell them because it's bad. Like, don't tell them because like
that's for you.
That's for you.
Yeah. Love that. Period, Anonymous. Ooh. Love that. Okay, this one is also from Anonymous. They say, I love this topic. Mine is definitely social media stalking. I don't do it often, but sometimes you just want to be petty and see what an ex-significant other or ex-friend is up to. Is it the healthiest thing to do? No, but sometimes you just can't help it. I feel that. Like, let's just say what it is. There's something a little bit therapeutic about, like, seeing what the fuck is going on. Like, an ex, sometimes you're like, I just want to see. Sorry, yeah. I'm just nosy.
And you're like, and I know I'm not supposed to be here, which is why it's, I feel so guilty.
Exactly. You're like, I definitely shouldn't be doing this, but
I know
I'm going to do it.
I know. Do you think that there ever will be an option to view who can view your profile on Instagram?
Happening? I feel like you can't. You can do it on TikTok. So why wouldn't they be able to do it on Instagram?
Yeah. And LinkedIn.
I just don't know. Yes,
LinkedIn too, yeah.
They can do it. Will they do it for Instagram?
Probably.
I hope not.
I hope not.
Because it's already enough of a panic of like, what if I accidentally like something?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be showing up to the
burner account.
Yeah.
Burner accounts.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Let's get a burner account.
The next one I have, Trisha Paytas ASMR, enough said.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
That's all that's there.
And it's guilty because it's Trisha Paytas, but like, it's so good for no reason. I just don't. Here's the thing. I realize why I like it, and this is not about me, but I'm going to make it about me. I like Trisha Paytas ASMR because you can tell that she, like, probably did, like, theater or something back in the day. Like, it's all improv. It's all improv. She's, like, role-playing. Like, if she's, like, pretending to be, like, a doctor or something, she is just saying literally anything and doing things. And you can tell that, like, you can tell when she's, like, thinking a little bit or if she says something that doesn't really make sense. But she, like, goes on and on with the story, and I'm like, you are really just... It's just coming out of your mouth. Like, you don't even know what you're saying. It's so good.
But you hate improv.
I hate doing improv.
Oh.
And I don't enjoy, like, watching people do it because it's so
Trisha.
Corny. But, like, she's, like, also, but she's, like, helping me sleep. So I like that. And it's, like, less corny. I don't know. I just, yeah. Anyways, this is not, I don't know what. Sorry. Yes.
What, did you submit this?
ASMR.
Did you
submit? Okay. I swear I didn't.
All right. There's no name on it or anonymous.
I know. I'm like
anonymous. Oh, whose number is that? Oh, Ryan's. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This one is me. And also anonymous. Eating peanut butter by the spoonful.
Yes. Yes.
In my house, growing up, it was a thing that if we asked to eat something and it was close to a meal time. And my mom said no, and we'd be like, I'm hungry. She'd be like, eat some peanut butter. Like,
right.
Spoonful of peanut butter. Like, that was the thing of, like, I'm hungry and mom's cooking.
Right.
Spoonful of peanut butter. Still, every now and then, it just hits.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I just did it the other day, not because I wanted to, but I didn't have any groceries, and I was really hungry. So I was just eating peanut butter, and it hit.
Yeah.
I think there's something about it, like, not feeling – it kind of feels – filling a little bit, but it also kind of hits the sweet tooth a little bit.
Yeah.
And also the salty because it's like peanuts. I don't know. It just like...
It like hits a lot of the different tastes. You're
yeah.
so right.
Yeah. It's so good.
You saying that is girl dinner.
Yeah, girl dinner.
Yeah.
That's we should do that sound with us all just scooping into a jar of peanut butter.
Literally. Right. Okay, this one's from Anonymous, but they have a whole list. So there's a few on here. Number one. Binging/quoting SpongeBob as a 32-year-old woman, feel that
love
heavily.
It.
Number two, a bowl of cereal at midnight. Also feel, sometimes cereal is better at night.
Mm-hmm. Steven eats cereal for dessert. That's
right.
Like, if it's like late in the evening, we had like an early dinner and he's like, I want a little dessert. I'm going to make a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
What kind of cereal is it?
Like cornflakes. Like something just like normal.
Yeah.
Something not even like super
no,
sugary.
No, it's not even like,
Lucky Charms.
Right.
Cocoa Puffs or something.
Yeah. Like Reese's Corn Puffs. Flakes.
Yeah.
He's like Rice Krispie Treats.
Yeah, right, right. No so sugar.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the third one is reading a book in one sitting with zero interruptions.
Oh.
Dang. I don't have the attention span for that, but if I did... That would hit.
I haven't done that in a long time, but when I was in high school, there was nothing like starting a book at like 4 p.m. after school
and then just reading it the entire evening and then like pretending to go to sleep. And then my parents would like go to bed and I'd be like,
anyways,
light on. Yep. Yeah. Finish the entire book. That's the first John Green book I ever read. Looking for Alaska. One entire sitting just like that. The day I got it.
Oh my gosh.
My brother would do that. And so my mom, we'd be at the store and he'd buy a book. And my mom would be like, you don't get to read this until after. Because he would be reading it in the store and then read it in the car and then finish the book by the time we got. She's like, because then he'd be like wanting another book. And she's like, we just have books at home.
Yeah.
Literally.
I was like, maybe that's a situation. You just take him to Barnes & Noble. You're like, all right, read a book quickly.
Yep. We'll be done. Yeah, we don't have to buy it.
Yeah, just for a couple hours. I'll drop you off. Here's some money for Starbucks. See you in a couple hours.
Right.
All right, my next one I have is, my name is Izzy, and I drink a glass of milk almost every morning and night. I recently met someone new, and in an attempt to bond, I joked about this being my toxic trait, to which she said, oh my God, me too, but you couldn't waterboard that information out of me.
Right.
Izzy, I love that you use that as like a bonding tool.
Yeah, I love that you found your person with that.
And that even though she was like, oh my God, me too, she was like, but
that stays here.
Crazy that you would actually share it.
Yeah.
Right.
But now that we're here.
Yeah.
Don't bring this up again.
Got milk.
Yeah. I guess my question is like regular milk?
Whole milk?
2%. Almond milk?
The silky one that like tastes like vanilla a little bit? Is it like sometimes chocolate milk? Strawberry milk?
Right.
Is it just straight up a glass of milk morning and night?
Right.
I think it's the latter.
Yeah. I feel like she would have specified.
You're right.
Which, with Grace, like her pediatrician and like the AAP recommends, like that they have, you know, milk every day. And so Grace, we give her like 2 glasses of milk a day, and she drinks it, and that's like very normal. But I'm like, at what age does that like stop? Apparently, for some people, never.
It doesn't stop. Yeah.
Like my dad used to for like a long time. Like a glass of milk with his dinner.
Me too.
And that was just like, we never, like in my Latin household, that was not what we were doing. But then like my dad did that. And my mom was like, I think that's a white person thing because she's like, with milk? She's like, seriously? Like with this? She's like, no, you need a cold coca, please. Like, please.
Right.
So I know that that might be a little odd.
My grandpa was like that too. And I was very confused all the time by it. I was like, milk doesn't even go with this. But I don't think it has anything to do with that. Like it's just
fresh, like a cold.
And I can't relate. I don't like milk like that. Yeah, I really don't understand it. But can you explain why? But then she'll out herself. And that's, well,
yeah.
Just send another text in the group chat and tell us why. Just why.
Okay. This message says, hi, ladies. My guilty pleasure is Red Robin Burgers.
Mm.
I wanted a free burger, so I set up an email address solely for the purpose of receiving Red Robin coupons. I made a fake birthday and everything to get the free birthday burger. So now I get 2 birthday burgers a year. I have a problem. Why stop at 2?
Yeah.
I'm like, you could have one every month.
Totally.
Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail.
Right. AOL.
Yeah. I'm
there
with you.
Use your work email.
I'm there with you.
Right.
The campfire sauce at Red Robin.
Bro, Red Robin's good.
I love Red Robin.
The seasoning on the fries.
Is good.
You can buy it, right?
Yeah.
You can make it at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, their onion ring tower, great.
Everything about it, honestly.
I like the atmosphere, too. Like, it's a little like,
it's Red Robin.
Okay. But like,
I like Red Robin.
I do too.
Yep.
I'm with you, honestly. Yeah.
And that was like Steven and his friend's thing in college, like right when I met Steven, is they would always go to Red Robin at the mall. Like,
right.
And half of his friends worked at the mall. So they would all just meet at Red Robin. And now still, like when they want to get nostalgic, they're like, guys, let's go to Red Robin.
The one in the mall was definitely like that. That was the one.
And the endless fries, like us with a little bit of money, guess what? I'm going to be at the mall all day. I'm I'm getting a burger and endless fries
and giving
the fries to my friend who obviously doesn't have money to like,
because
they already spent it all at Hot Topic.
Yes.
And like, this is all my mind. So there we are.
And then you can sit and gossip forever with just endless fries.
Endless fries.
And I love that we're all talking about the same Red Robin.
I know exactly.
The Red Robin at the mall, I'm like, we could have stumbled.
We could have been there.
There's no way we haven't like
grazed,
walked past each other before we knew each other. Like, there's no way.
I mean, Sierra and I were at that same event for the National Youth Awards, and I can't believe we were in the same building.
Right.
And we had a mutual friend who was there, McKenna,
who sat next to me at the thing. Like, how we're so close. It's crazy.
Missed connections.
I know.
Crazy, bro life.
Crazy.
Okay. This one's fun. You'll like this one. This one is anonymous. I don't know why. Maybe they're really just ashamed. they said rewatching YouTubers' old Vlogmases, including Sierra's. Oh,
I love
and
that.
And like, I feel that, but not when it's not Christmas time. Yeah. I don't want to see a Christmas tree. I don't want to hear a jingle bell.
Until after Halloween.
Absolutely.
I'm not an after Thanksgiving person, but after Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween needs its time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's like summer until it's October, because then it's Halloween.
Yes.
And then it's Halloween until it's Christmas, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll let the Halloween stuff in September.
Yes.
But recently, like recently, it's July as we're filming this. There were Halloween decorations at Target.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them at Costco.
No way.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It all starts once 4th of July ends.
Oh,
they,
right.
they sell that red, white, and blue. They put it on discount and they're like, we're done. Summer's over.
Right.
The stores are back to school and everyone else is doing Halloween.
Right.
Literally.
That's
and I'm
so
starting to see it, starting to see it online too. Like I'm starting to see like the Halloween memes be like, I know we're still in summer and it's hot, but I want to be.
Right.
Be bundled at the pumpkin. Up at the,
yeah.
Which means we're going to have to start brainstorming our Halloween costumes pretty soon here.
Yes.
Like soon.
Yeah. I can't believe it's about to be time again.
And I just don't. We better bring it, ladies.
We have
because
to bring
we
it this
did
year.
The most. Last year.
I'm like, do we even ask them? Because I'm scared.
What I know, I'm scared you're going to say something crazy.
Yeah, maybe now's a good time. Now
you're right, because then we can brainstorm.
So tea. If you want to leave comments or text us on the group chat your costume ideas that you'd want to see us do, now is the time, because I imagine in a couple weeks from filming this, when this is live, is when we're going to start brainstorming.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
How exciting.
But anyways, back to Vlogmas. So I guess this person rewatches old Vlogmases, including yours.
I feel embarrassed. I posted it. I know. And like, I'm sure they're fine. But like,
right.
I don't know if anyone feels this way, but like, I feel like it's, we all just kind of cringe at our older selves, whether it's like your 17-year-old self or like your 25-year-old self. Like
yeah.
Once you gain more perspective and you change, you always feel like cringy about your old self.
Right.
And I feel like in my 20s, when I was like starting YouTube and stuff, I felt like, oh yeah, like it's normal to feel cringy about your old self. Like, when you were a teenager.
Right.
But now I'm at the age where I feel like cringe about myself just a couple, like pre-pandemic, like during the pandemic.
Right. I know.
But I guess that's a sign of growth.
Yeah.
Right. 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 And I guess a lot of people don't really have the same type of feeling, because majority of people like don't have like a video log of their lives pre any time.
Right.
So it's just like photos or memories of cringy shit, and they don't actually have to go back and look on it.
Yeah.
Not the case for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have, as an influencer, a log of myself in extensive detail.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I bet it is. I bet it is.
But also, I'm sure that at some point I will look back on this version of myself and feel a level of cringe.
Right.
And I should, because that means I've grown.
But also, I feel like there's a part of you that will be so glad that you did do all of that, because then you can go back and like kind of relive all of those things.
Yeah.
And you'll be so happy that you recorded all of it.
Absolutely.
Because in the moment, that was your truth.
Yeah.
Right.
I was living, laughing, and loving.
I'm still living, laughing.
As we do.
All right. Our next one says, hey girls, love the pot as always. One of my guiltiest pleasures that people literally look at me like I'm crazy for is melting cheese onto Cheerios. It's so good.
No, it's not.
Cheesy Cheerios?
That sounds like a fair food. Deep fried cheesy Cheerios.
Right.
Yeah.
But also like anything deep fried I could be okay with. But this
but just
sounds
cheese.
Like
oh my
it's
gosh.
Just...
So it's like you set it up like if you were about to make nachos, like you just pour some Cheerios
yeah, like,
on a plate and then you put like sprinkle cheese on it.
Melted cheese.
And then melt
what
it.
Kind of cheese?
That's the thing. Like, are we melting? Is it like nachos where
melting
you're sprinkling
cheese
the cheese and like putting it in the microwave? Or have you melted the cheese and are you putting it on?
Melting cheese onto Cheerios. It's giving, I sprinkled some Mexican mixed blend onto
right.
Cheerios.
Right.
Threw it in for 30 seconds and was like,
I also want to know how she,
there?
Yes.
How did you get there?
Did you also go to 7-Eleven, have a cheesy taquito and roll up a joint?
Yeah, right.
Girl.
Wait.
I
yeah,
kinda,
where did the Cheerio, like why that combination? Like what was...
The only acceptable excuse is that you tried it as a child and then, like, fell in
right.
love with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because as a kid, we all make weird
right.
concoctions.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Mm-hmm. But if you like, a year ago, were like, cheesy Cheerios. But
yeah.
also, I mean, I don't know. When I was pregnant, I craved some weird stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're pregnant, or maybe you just have
weird food cravings. Yeah. I just want to say one thing. And you know what? I won't be as upset if it's regular Cheerios, but if it's
Honey Nut, bro.
I was just about to say, but if you're melting cheese on Honey Nut, girl, woo, what do we do?
Yeah.
Imagine the honey, like the sweetness
that's
of the honey and like the savory of the cheese.
Because I do understand that like Cheerios.
A part of me kind of wants to try it just to see what she's talking about.
Okay.
Are you down?
I'm kind of down.
What? Look at her face.
Just to try it.
Just to try it. I'm down to do anything once.
Well, yeah. What if you guys like it? Then you guys are
then
doing
then we're going to be like her.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure she lives outside of the Cheerios and cheese thing, lives a very happy, normal life.
Mm-hmm. Outside of really weird shit. Right. Okay. Well.
I'm going to and you know what? I think that that's like a time for when I have like the drunchies or something and I'm like, okay, yeah. It's going to be crazy. What are we doing? Like, I'm not really like.
Right.
And then I could be like, oh shit, this was something.
Yeah. Right.
I'll report back. I will do okay, it. I'll take it from the team. I will.
Thank you so much for your recipe and vulnerability.
Yeah. recipe. Yeah.
All right. Should we do one last one?
Yes.
Bring us home.
Bring us home.
This is from Elisa. Hi. Hey. Hello. My name is Elisa, and I have been watching Sierra for over 5 years now, and I am a huge lover of the pod. There's something about the dynamic of you three. Oh, so sweet. Anyways, she says, my guilty pleasure is convincing my husband that he needs some him time. Also that I can lock myself in our bedroom, lay down with some hot Cheetos and ice cream, and watch Housewives of Atlanta Love and Hip Hop and scroll TikTok till I pass out. Love you, girls. Ryan, keep promoting strength and individuality. I love you. Paloma, keep spreading happiness and acceptance. I love you. And Sierra, keep showing us that accepting and loving ourselves is the true way to happiness. I love you.
Okay.
You don't want me to come for you. That's why.
No, I know.
So many things.
So many things.
So nice.
So many things.
So nice.
Thank you. Love you.
Oh, my God. And then also convincing your man that he needs some time.
Guilty.
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 I'm like, do you want to go play League of Legends?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, don't worry, baby. It's okay.
Yeah.
Finally. God, stop talking to me.
Bruh.
I feel that.
I know you've had a stressful week at work, yeah. So maybe.
Just decompress.
Yes. You take some time and like, I'll just wait for you.
Yeah, whenever you're ready, I'll be here.
Honey, I'll give you your space. I'm just going to leave the bedroom.
Yep.
Giving you space, girl.
Love that. Love that. But also, I love that little last bit. Can you read that bit again? What? That was just so nice. The part where like she was like, and Ryan, do this. And Paloma's doing this.
Yeah,
and
she said, Ryan, so keep promoting strength and individuality. Paloma, keep spreading happiness and acceptance. And Sierra, keep showing us that accepting and loving ourselves is the true way to happiness.
That's so sweet and nice.
That was so sweet.
And I will. Thank you.
I will.
It's funny with the podcast because I feel like when people like you, Elisa, say those kind of things, it holds a different weight because I'm like, you've seen a lot of me through this podcast and not filtered and not edited and not like perfectly composed and scripted, just me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hanging out, chatting with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so when like we get that kind of stuff from the podcast viewers, I'm like,
yeah,
feels like you really see me.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was so like directly like catered to each of us in a way that I haven't even heard that. Like she said, your guys, and I'm like, oh my God, that's like, that's tea. And that's tea. I love that. I'm like, screenshot it and send it out. I'm like, we need to put that somewhere because that was so, I don't, that was so beautiful.
Frame those words. Frame those words. Throw a sepia filter on like you. Yeah. We'll frame it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great one to end on.
Yeah, that was really good. Oh, what a great episode. That was fun.
That was super fun.
We like, I accidentally, I think, roasted each other and our audience, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
And if you want to roast us for our guilty pleasures in the comments, definitely do so. Also, drop your guiltiest pleasures in the comments and we can all roast each other.
Yes.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for watching. Be sure to subscribe on YouTube. Help us hit 100K. And follow and rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We love you and we'll see you next week.
Bye.